first game at Hobsmoke Road with head coach Stephen Foster. Just come out of the happiest changing room in North One. Got the league title in the bag. Kind of put the Solihull hoodoo to bed. I'm going to let you talk. You tell me what, how you're feeling.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic. Fantastic for the boys. They deserve this, you know, and there's a lot of pressure on them. Even though we never spoke in there about winning leagues or anything like that. I didn't want to go down that road with them. It's just another game. And I still felt good at the end of the first, even though we were down a goal. I felt that we'd done really well in that first period. Just, you know, a couple of opportunities that they got, and, you know, on another day we wouldn't have let that happen. But then after that, I thought we were very, very strong. I thought our special teams were strong. We've got players coming in. Obviously, Lennon's coming in tonight to help us out, and Jack, so we thank them. And both contribute to us, to the team, all year as well. So, yeah, credit to the boys. Every single one of them played their hearts out tonight and for the whole year. And, you know, there's other good teams in the league. Obviously, Solihull, a very good team, very offensive. And I thought we dealt with that quite well. And with regards to the hoodoo, we won here a few years ago after we did the three games in a row on the weekend. And we had to dig deep. And we had to do that tonight as well. And we need that. And we're doing things that we haven't done before. Is coming here with that right attitude of just going, we come here to do a job. Let's just get it done. We didn't want to chase them early on. It just said the boys, we'll just put one man in and we'll hold back early doors, because you didn't want to give them any momentum. And I thought we had a lot of good play. Like you say, even though we came down a goal, I just felt we were there and thereabouts. Our shooting wasn't quite there early on. We put quite a few into them, and then we went to work after that. And like I say, from top to bottom, every single line, everybody who's contributed all this year, it's credit to them. You know, they're coming every week to training, working hard, and then it's paying off on the weekend.
Oh, in a way, this today's game is kind of epitomised the season. We've shown all the character in the world. Our offensive units, in that second period especially, when it clicks, we look like world beaters. And just grinding our opposition down and making sure that even in their own barn, that they feel uncomfortable all of the time.
Absolutely, and it's something that we wanted to do, wanted to try. And it's easy to get excited in games like this and just to go away from the plan. And we wanted to make sure that there's game management involved. Even though we were winning, it was a case of not taking our foot off the gas, but just being smart with what we were doing. And I think that's where we've grown. That's stuff we've been working on all year, you know, trying to be smart, do the smart things. If there's not a play on, just get it in deep or take it wide and stuff like that. And that's got better and better as the years got on. So the stuff that we've been doing in training, the stuff we've been trying to implement in games is working. And, you know, that's what's pleasing. You know, this has been, for me, obviously this is the second league in a row, so it shows that we've got something special there, and we're continuing that momentum, and it wasn't just a fluke the first year. But for me, from, I think it was 5 years ago when I came back and we were told we were going to be bottom of the league and all that kind of stuff, and that's quite a good drive to keep you going. And, you know, at the end of the day, we took some lads there that, you know, were just fresh out of, you know, coming into seniors and not much experience, along with a few experienced ones, and develop them over the years. And that's what's been fantastic. And, you know, it's great to see that. And the hard work's obviously all paid off too.
Well, it's not done yet. I mean, this one's the big one. This is the one that we wanted the most. But there's still playoffs looming on the horizon. We've got two massive games against Deeside next week. I think if we've learned the lessons of last year, we really need to keep the momentum going if we want to keep going and get more silverware.
Absolutely, and that's something that we spoke about just in the change room. I just said to them, you know, we took our foot off the gas last year. You know, after we'd won the league, we didn't get on a great run, and we've got a chance to keep racking up the points here to make it a target for any team. It'll be hard for teams to get up to the points tally that we've got this year, so we can actually really set a good marker. But again, like, I'm not even looking at playoffs now. It's just one game at a time still. I've said that to you all year. Yep. You know, it's one game at a time. We want to go on the road, put a good performance in the D side, keep that momentum going, and then when we get to the playoffs, it's nothing but the same. You know, it's just one game at a time, not getting excited, not looking past, you know, because I think if you look past the next game, that's when you start getting in trouble. So yeah, fantastic. We roll on. Support here, fantastic. This is the most fans we've had down here by far.
Yeah.
You know, so credit to them for coming down and wanting to be involved and sensing that there was something good happening. And we've rewarded them. So hopefully they enjoyed it, you know, and we continue on. We continue on till next week.
Well, if I can personally give you my congratulations and just say how proud I am of you guys and what you've achieved. I think it's outstanding, and can't wait to keep seeing what we can do for the rest of the season, and just look into next week just to see us going into D-side as league champions. Can't wait, and it's all credit to you guys.
Absolutely. I think the boys deserve it, and like you say, we've got to be professional next week, you know. Let them enjoy it now, which is fine. But then come next week, we've got to step up and go again, and we're looking to get the 3 points.